Listening test.
All about birds. Basic level.
Section 2. The teacher, Miss Fung, continues to explain the differences between different kinds of birds. The recording will be played twice. Do as much as you can the first time and answer all the questions the second time. You have 30 seconds to look at your questions. Listen and answer the questions.
We heard about the bald eagle and some of its features, such as its wings, helping it to glide. But now let's look at the features of some other birds. Are they all the same? Hummingbirds are much smaller. They flutter or flap their wings so fast, up to 80 times per second, they can stay in one place in the air and can even fly backwards.
Question 1. The teacher uses the word flutter when talking about hummingbirds. Which of the following is closest in meaning to flutter?
Ostriches have wings, but cannot actually fly. However, they can run very fast, faster than you or me, because of their long legs. And then there are emperor penguins, which can use their wings, but not for flying in the air. They use them mostly for swimming. They actually live on land and in water. They have webbed feet to help them swim, and oily feathers to keep their bodies dry. The oil makes their feathers water repellent. They can survive the climate of the Antarctic. 3 centimetres of blubber are the key to their survival.
Question 2. The teacher uses the word water repellent when talking about emperor penguins. Which of the following is closest in meaning to water repellent? Question 3. Which of the following is the most important idea in the first half of this section?
And what about the relationship between birds' diets and their design features? A penguin's design allows it to swim. It may be no surprise, they eat fish. Ostriches eat mostly plant matter and some insects, so they don't need the same sharp claws or beak as an eagle, though they do occasionally use them for defence. But look at the bill of the hummingbird. It is so long and slim that it allows the bird to reach deep into flowers, stick its tongue out and drink the nectar, all the while keeping still and flying. What's more amazing is different hummingbirds have different sized and shaped bills to take nectar from different flowers. The fiery-tailed allbill has a long upturned bill to feed from deep flowers, and the thornbill has a short, sharp bill to feed from shorter ones.
Question 4. What word does the teacher use for the hummingbird's mouth? Question 5. Which of the following is the most important idea in the second half of this section? Now listen to the recording again.
We heard about the bald eagle and some of its features, such as its wings, helping it to glide. But now let's look at the features of some other birds. Are they all the same? Hummingbirds are much smaller. They flutter or flap their wings so fast, up to 80 times per second, they can stay in one place in the air and can even fly backwards. Ostriches have wings but cannot actually fly. However, they can run very fast, faster than you or me, because of their long legs. And then there are emperor penguins, which can use their wings, but not for flying in the air. They use them mostly for swimming. They actually live on land and in water. They have webbed feet to help them swim, and oily feathers to keep their bodies dry. The oil makes their feathers water repellent. They can survive the climate of the Antarctic. 3 centimetres of blubber are the key to their survival. And what about the relationship between birds' diets and their design features? A penguin's design allows it to swim. It may be no surprise, they eat fish. Ostriches eat mostly plant matter and some insects, so they don't need the same sharp claws or beak as an eagle, though they do occasionally use them for defence. But look at the bill of the hummingbird. It is so long and slim that it allows the bird to reach deep into flowers, stick its tongue out and drink the nectar, all the while keeping still and flying. What's more amazing is different hummingbirds have different sized and shaped bills to take nectar from different flowers. The fiery-tailed allbill has a long upturned bill to feed from deep flowers, and the thornbill has a short, sharp bill to feed from shorter ones.
You have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of section 2.